Yeah, I mean, a couple of interesting things that I'd heard. In fact, I was, like yourself, having a look at, Sir George Formby's life. I think it was in 1942, and I've just pulled it up now here. He actually did, in 3 weeks, a 72-show tour in 3 weeks in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, in 1942. Some for the troops and others just raising charity. Can you think of that? 72 shows in 3 weeks. What major star would do that now? Unbelievable.
It made him a very wealthy man, didn't it?
Yeah. Talking about wealth, he owned, was it 26 Rolls Royces or Bentleys over 26 years? Yeah. He changed it every year. That's quite incredible. Mm. In fact, you've got some stories about it, haven't you? One of them.
Well, I traced one of them. It was the very first one he owned, to America, and then lost trace of it. And then a few years later, it came up for auction in Austria. An Austrian count was selling it. So I did manage to get in touch with him, because I was the archivist at that time. And it went up for auction, but I'd never found out whether it got sold or not. We wanted £47,000 for it at the time as well. But that was the very first one that George had owned.
Now,
first roller.
I think today, some of George's instruments, when they go up for auction, are going for a large fee, shall we say. And there was someone with a Warrington connection, I think, ended up buying one, George Harrison.
George Harrison, the famous Beatle. He actually came to our convention in the 90s, and he brought along Jimmy Nail as well. And we used to have our conventions in the Winter Gardens at that time. And George came along, just listened. He didn't actually partake. Well, he did partake, but on the Sunday afternoon, which was quite late in our calendar, really. But he came along, and he asked us a question at one point, and he says, is there anyone here that actually owns any of George Formby's original instruments? And there was one guy there with George Formby's original Ludwig, and we said, yeah, that chap there, he's got George's Ludwig. So the story goes, Harrison went over to this fellow, tapped him on the shoulder and said, I believe you've got George Formby's original Ludwig. He said, yes, I have. Could I have a look at it? And he showed it to him. And Harrison says, oh, this is lovely. How much do you want for it? And the chap says, oh, it's not for sale. And George Harrison whispered in his ear, I'll bet it is.
How much did it go for?
Well, George Harrison took it home with him, and we asked the guy, how much did you get? And he never committed, but we always guessed it was around £35,000. And this was early 90s. So heaven knows what it would cost now.
Yeah.
I mean, young Danny Harrison now owns that instrument, because obviously George Harrison has passed away, and young Danny has now got that instrument, but it's worth a lot of money. If you see George in his wartime shows, he's playing that Ludwig. And when you said about entertaining troops, there's a great little story about George on the front line in Europe. And he went to entertain all the soldiers in the barracks. And he said, I want to go on the front line now and entertain the lads who are in the trenches. And Montgomery said, no, you can't go down there, it's too dangerous. Anyway, George insisted that he went, and he played a tune or two for the lads in the trenches. And when there was a quiet after the song, they could hear the Germans clapping as well in the other trenches.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Now, £35,000 is a lot of money, but anybody wanting to take up the ukulele who's been inspired by the show, I believe you can pick up a ukulele for about £35. Is
even less than that. Go down to your local music shop. There's some ukuleles in there, and I don't know whether to mention a trade name or not, but they're called Mahalo. They're quite reasonably priced, about £20, and it will get you started. I'm not saying they're the world's best instruments, but it will certainly get you started and boost your interest in playing a ukulele.
Okay, well, listen, it's been great, a fantastic show tonight. We're going to play a George song, When I'm Cleaning Windows. Then we're going to finish with you, Jerry, with another song. But before we do, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. We've really enjoyed it. Anybody who likes this kind of nostalgic kind of show or story, bear in mind there's a show on Radio Warrington between 12 and 3 tomorrow on the history of Warrington, which I'm sure you'll find fascinating. Tune in next week. On next week's show, we have a famous or a renowned chorister in the Warrington area to tell us his story. But we're going to play, as I say now, When I'm Cleaning Windows by the great George Formby. Thank you.
cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. The chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all when I'm cleaning windows. I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well when I'm cleaning windows. Oh, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. Talky queen, she looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18 when I'm cleaning windows. She pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her never mind, and after that pulls down the blind when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. An old maid walks around the floor, she's so fed up, one day I'm sure she'll drag me in and lock the door when I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street, guess a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. There's no other girl I could wait for, but this one I'd break any day for. I won't have to ask what she's late for. She wouldn't leave me flat, she's not a girl like that. Oh, she's absolutely wonderful and marvellous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady passes by. Post at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady passes by.
Radio Warrington brings you the best chance to unwind every